I'd like to say good morning on this lovely morning and a very warm welcome to everybody to our service of Holy Communion. Welcome to everybody who is joining us on the live stream today and those who are dialing in on our dial-in service from home. We're delighted to have your company with us today as well. And today in our service, we're going to be reflecting on some challenges that were issued to the church and to church leaders from the book of Ezekiel. That's going to be what we're thinking about in our service today. And just some notices for the week that is to come. On Wednesday evening, our Alpha course will be continuing at 8 o'clock. And there is still opportunity if people would like to join that course. They're very welcome to do so, and the details will appear on the screen. Also on Thursday evening, the parish prayer meeting takes place over Zoom at 7 o'clock. And our services next Sunday are morning prayer at 11 o'clock and evening prayer at 7 o'clock. We're also delighted today to welcome our new church wardens, Greg and Kathy, who have taken over as our church wardens for the incoming year. And we're very grateful to them for taking on that role. And we're very grateful to our outgoing wardens, to Jonathan and to Amy for all that they have done over the past 2 years. So very, very warm welcome to our wardens as well today. As we come into God's presence, we're again continuing to follow the guidance that the choir are going to lead our singing. The guidance is that we just stay where we are and hold fire on the singing for another little while. But the choir are going to lead us in our opening hymn, which is a hymn of praise as we enter God's presence. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation.
Thank you.
Our service this morning is the service of Holy Communion, and we pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we respond to God's forgiveness as we say together the words of Gloria in Excelsis. Glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Our special collect prayer for today, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns, with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And if you'd like to be seated for our Old Testament reading. The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, beginning at verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the shepherds of Israel, who only take care of themselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, because my flock lacks a shepherd, and so has been plundered, and has become food for all the wild animals, and because my shepherds did not search for my flock, but cared for themselves rather than for my flock. Therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against the shepherds, and will hold them accountable for my flock. I will remove them from tending the flock, so that the shepherds can no longer feed themselves. I will rescue my flock from their mouths, and it will no longer be food for them. Here ends our Old Testament reading. Hear the words of the Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to St. John in the 10th chapter, beginning to read at the 11th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe in one God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son.
who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
And now the choir are going to lead us in our next hymn. My God, your table here is spread. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of my oldest school friends spent some years in his 20s working as a taxi driver in Dublin. And he was, and he is, a very outgoing kind of personality, and he really enjoyed that part of his work as a taxi driver, having conversations with his passengers on their journeys. But sometimes, though, as a bit of a wind-up merchant, he couldn't help himself, especially if his passengers were a little bit rude or arrogant in their behavior towards him. And one day in the course of his work, he picked up a well-known boy band and he was taking them across the city. And as they traveled through the city, he asked the boys what they did. And that certainly got the conversation going. "We're in a band," one of them told him. "We're doing really well," said another one of them. "You've probably seen us on television," said another. "We're on all the time now since we signed our new deal with the record company." "Gosh, lads," said my friend. He said, "That all sounds really brilliant to be getting on so well." And of course, then they started to tell him about all the various awards and achievements that they had succeeded in. And as they neared their destination, my friend asked them one final question. And he said, "Sounds like you're doing really, really well in your career." He said, "What do you call yourselves?" And the lead singer spoke up for all of them. And he announced in this voice that was full of his own importance, "We're called," and as he spoke, one almost expected a drum roll to accompany the announcement, and he told them the name of the band. "Oh," said my friend, "I'm sorry, I've never heard of you." And he said the look of devastation and disappointment and that sense of someone's self-importance being deflated in an instant, he said it was really something to behold. But as I tell that story, churches and church leaders can also suffer from the same affliction. They can be very full of grandiose notions about their impact and their place in the world. And churches and church leaders can very often forget that the one that they proclaim and the one that they seek to serve promoted values like humility and service rather than blowing our own trumpet. And in today's Old Testament reading, we find some important principles for the religious leaders of Ezekiel's day. And they strike me as being very relevant in our own day. And so I just wanted to share a few thoughts about them with you. But the first words that we hear in that Old Testament reading are really, really important. Regardless of whether we're a church leader or what many people would describe just as an ordinary Christian believer. And as Ezekiel had the challenging task of being God's messenger, a prophet who was often called to proclaim challenging information and words from God to the religious leaders of Israel or to the people, here is the first thing that we hear in this reading. It says, "The word of the Lord came to me." The word of the Lord came to me. And so Ezekiel was a man who made time to hear from God. And so I wonder, do you make that time in your life? Do I make that time in my life to hear from God? Sometimes I feel I do, and then other times the day is really busy, and that part of focusing on God becomes rushed and fragmented. And instead of it being the number one priority, it's a snatched few minutes here, snatched few minutes there. And even when you are in that time that you're spending with God, you find yourself thinking ahead to other things that you need to do in the same day, and they seem to have more priority for you than listening to God. So in the first instance, I believe that Old Testament reading that we heard a few moments ago, it's a call to all of us to slow down, to reflect and to listen, to meditate on God's word so that you can hear from him. And as Ezekiel listens to God, it's not an easy or comforting message that he's actually being called to bring, because the Lord sees the conduct of those who are the religious leaders of the time and he finds them wanting. They're called to be shepherds of the people, but it seems as if they're not caring about the flock. They're not strengthening the weak or healing the sick, or binding up the injured. They're not bringing back the strays or searching for the lost. And so the sheep have all got scattered because no one bothered about them. No one seemed interested in searching for them or looking for them. And I hear those words, and in many ways they seem to me to be about the pastoral ministry, and very often in church life, it's really easy to get caught up in projects and meetings and plans, and while they are all very important things, at the heart of the church's ministry, whether we're lay people or whether we're ordained people, at the heart of the church's ministry is people. And so this reading prompts me to ask the question, do we care? Do we really care? Not just about the people who are part of our congregation, but do we care about those who haven't got the first idea about the Christian faith? Do we care about those who are broken and defeated by life's most complex problems? Those who are imprisoned by addictions and debt? Those who not only won't engage with the Book of Common Prayer, but actually those who've never ever been able to read or engage with the education system? Do we care about those who are long-term unemployed and whose lives seem chaotic and messy? And when I come to think about it, as Ezekiel said these words today, what have I ever done to go searching for the lost or to bring back the strays? And if we were to go out right now and ask those who live on our local streets about what goes on in here on a Sunday, or any day of the week indeed, would they know? Or do they care? Or does what we offer have any relevance to their lives? Now, all of those are very difficult questions. They're uncomfortable questions. They're challenging questions as a church leader. And in our day, as Jesus speaks to his audience in our gospel reading, he also touches in on something that's related to these questions, because Jesus speaks about his own role as a shepherd of the faithful. And Jesus describes how he would be prepared in love to lay down his life for the sheep, and the lengths that he would go to in order to save them if they were in danger. And what seems to be happening for me there is Jesus is reminding us of his sacrifice. And he's telling us that this life of faith that we're all trying to lead, he said it's at its heart about humility and simplicity. And it's not about ignoring people who we feel are challenging or difficult. And so he asks us, how good are we when it comes to service? Or do we rather expect things to revolve around our needs, our preferences? And all of these are challenging questions for us as we perhaps do sometimes have notions about our importance or our place in the world. And both Ezekiel and Jesus seem to call us back to what's truly, truly important. And so may we be given the courage and the love in our hearts that he promises indeed to pour into our hearts to respond as simply and as best we can, even if it's not an immediate or obvious success. Let us pray. O Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for your church throughout the world, for David, our bishop, and as we hear these big challenges today directed towards church leaders, we pray for all who are in positions of leadership across the world. We pray for humility, for grace, and for obedience for all who lead churches and congregations. And may they be enabled to serve and to help those who seek for faith in Christ. And may they support all who seek to go deeper on their path of discipleship. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the nations of the world. And today we pray especially for the country of India as it tries to stem the spread of coronavirus. We pray for overwhelmed frontline staff in hospitals and for vulnerable people in overcrowded cities and urban communities. We pray for the government there to take wise decisions. And we also pray for the international help that is needed to deal with a huge crisis situation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. Today we pray for all students who are preparing in difficult circumstances for important exams and assessments. We pray too for safety as they try to continue their studies, and we pray for their mental health in these challenging days. We also want to take a quiet moment to pray for those who are particularly on our hearts or in our minds as we come to church today, going through perhaps illness or bereavement or difficult personal situations. And so as we remember them, we ask for your healing, for your guidance and your peace as we bring them before you in the quietness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him,
and he in us. Amen.
Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." And now the choir are going to lead us in the singing of "The Lord's My Shepherd." Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. 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 Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. In a few moments' time, I will be coming down among the congregation to distribute Holy Communion. And if you haven't been back to church since the restrictions have eased, the guidance at the moment is that we receive Holy Communion just through bread, and we remain in our seats, and it will be brought to you. If for whatever reason you would rather not receive Holy Communion, just indicate to me, maybe by putting your hands in front of you, that you'd rather not receive. And so we draw near with faith, and we receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, his blood which he shed for you. We remember today that he died for you and rose again for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Merciful Father, you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Good Shepherd, and in his love for us, to lay down his life and rise again. Keep us always under his protection, and give us grace to follow in his steps. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray together, Almighty God. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Thank you so much for joining with us, whether you are here in the building or whether you are joining us at home. We are delighted to have been able to worship together as God's people in this place. And just a little reminder that as our service draws to a close, after our closing hymn, the stewards will encourage you to leave your seat, and if you can make your way out into the car park, out onto the grass, just so we don't block the entrance area to the church, and enjoy our conversations outside. Our closing hymn today, Faithful Shepherd, Feed Me.